from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
Kevin Fishbane.
My guy Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Fishy Business?
Fishy Business, what I call him whenever I have him on the show, Fishy Business.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I just try to work hard and tell good stories. I should also note, I know the sports caster of the year for Illinois is no longer covering Illinois team, and I am not leaving to cover the Detroit Lions.
All right, well, good.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I thought we were going to get an updated open. I really did, because there was something that was said last week on these airwaves about our next guest. Kevin Fishbane is on Twitter at @KFishbane. Senior writer at The Athletic is with us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. I thought we were going to have Matt Eberflus saying about our guest, say, hey, that's Illinois sports writer of the year. They don't give that out by accident. And no, they don't. That was cool to hear, wasn't it?
That was very cool to hear, Dan. And I'm sure, as you know, from being in many media rooms, nobody had any comments about it when I showed up to Hallis Hall the next day.
Oh, no. Teachers, Pat, what happened?
There was several texts exchanged. I think, that's fine, though. Hey, I would rather get, if you're going to get made fun of for something, I'll take that.
Yeah, it's envy. That's what it is. Everybody is just envious, and anybody else would have loved it had they gotten a similar compliment from the Bears head coach. So, but it really was cool. I don't think he was just shining your shoes on that one. I think he was serious about having fun doing that, because I think it came through in the article about just how much he loves teaching.
Yeah, and thanks for that, Dan, because I do think that, like, my goal going into the piece when I first pitched it was, this guy just loves talking football. Like, this is where he is at his best, in his element. And obviously that was proven and affirmed. And I think for him, he agrees. Like, that's what he just loves to do. And he got an opportunity to sit there and teach for you know, our hour long. I think we're sat together for like 45 minutes. I learned a lot from that session. And we'll see if, as I joked, we'll see if he keeps the same energy a week from Monday, if I'm writing something about a horrific fourth down decision that led to the 0-1 start to the season. Who knows?
I think that's the big part of it for me, is we heard a lot of confident comments out of Ryan Poles on Wednesday, and that's great. I love that you feel like you're in that place, and I appreciate the confidence in which you're delivering this stuff. But to me, and I've talked about this all week, just the decisions made on the roster, the offensive line depth is a concern. Dan and I talked about that earlier. Where are you with your assessment of it, just starting there with the roster decisions?
Yeah, Lilo, well, it's interesting because I was working on a story yesterday with my colleague Adam Johns, and I kind of stepped back. It'll be out next week, and it's kind of like a look back of everything that's kind of happened in camp and some of the things we've been seeing and hearing and where this team's at. And I stepped back, I said, this is almost too rosy of a picture that we've painted of this team, because, and I think it's a case of, we're all trying to balance what's relative, right? Like, this team is the best roster we've seen since 2018, right? It's the most experience, it's the most talent, it's the most depth across the board. However, I still, like, somebody asked me yesterday, like, oh, well, what's your record prediction? I'm still saying 9-8. Like, I'm not, you know, so you find yourself kind of trying to toe this line of not so much hyperbole, but it's like, this is a good team. Like, they have so many returning players back from a team that was decent last year. And I also think that we're all kind of having the same tug of war with the quarterback, right? Because if Caleb Williams is what we've kind of seen, what we've heard, what we're expecting, what he could be, then some of those roster decisions you talk about, Layla, because I mean, you're right. You look at the offensive line, I think that's the number one concern right now. You look at edge rush. Is there enough to help Montez Sweat? I don't know. You can talk about depth in the interior, the D-line, all those things. But if this guy is who he could be, that's what great quarterbacks do that this town's never seen, which is great quarterbacks mask roster deficiencies. So we'll see if that happens. But yeah, you find yourself in this moment where you're like, oh, wow, this team looks really good, but we're also kind of relating it to a lot of the teams that we've covered on Cutdown Day over the past, you know, for me, it's been 12 years.
Well, and to me, the goal of building a team is so your quarterback doesn't have to mask deficiencies, especially when he's a rookie. I felt this way about the last quarterback. The problem shouldn't largely rest on you. I understand that the pay dictates that that will be the case, but it can be egregious, and it starts at the line to me, and that's where I get worried.
Yeah, and it's fair to worry about that. You know, I've mentioned this about the offensive line since the spring, and my opinion hasn't changed. There's a massive variance with this, how this group can perform. You look at Tevin Jenkins, I think he's a perfect example of this. If that guy's healthy for 17 games, and it's a massive if when you look at his career, he's a Pro Bowler, and he's probably getting a contract extension. You've seen Darnell Wright, what he did as a rookie, and you can think to yourself, oh, wow, this guy's got Pro Bowl talent in year two. Braxton Jones, I think, has done enough where you can talk yourself into the fact that he's a dependable left tackle. If Nate Davis is available for you, do you think that you've gotten the Nate Davis that they paid for, you know, in March of 2023? So you could have these conversations with yourself, and then you go to the flip side. You go look at the injuries. You look at the lack of reliability. You wonder if Braxton Jones is the right guy at left tackle. And, oh, guess what? The third rounder that you drafted to theoretically either supplant or back him up has barely practiced. So it's a wide variance between how this group can do. I do agree with Poles. I do think the depth is better here than it's been over the past couple of years. I think you look at Orion Bates and a Matt Pryor, that those are your kind of top two backups. I think you probably feel better about those two guys than other guys. But we've all seen quarterbacks' rookie seasons ruined because of a porous offensive line. I will say, though, the one thing the Bears are probably hoping for, well, two things the Bears are hoping for. They obviously think that their offensive line is fine. But I think they're thinking, A, we've got a quarterback who's going to be pretty good. But B, they have the receivers that no other rookie quarterback has had. So if the offensive line isn't as good as they were hoping or as they want it to be, well, they've got guys that are going to be getting open a lot easier than receivers that other rookie quarterbacks have.
I had this conversation yesterday when I filled in on the afternoon show asking Dave Wanstead about it because, you know, I've been around Dave and I know how big he is about building a quarterback's confidence. And that was something always really important to him about getting a quarterback established with some easy throws, let them work their way in, work within the constraints of use your receivers and let them run after the pass. And to me, that falls back into not necessarily defeatism, but it's always been an ultra conservative small C way of looking at quarterbacking. And that's where this leap of faith is. And I think you nailed it, Kevin, this if he's what we keep allowing ourselves to think he could be, then he's bending time and space. You are not telling him work within the confines of the offense. He sees it as there are no confines to an offense. I see things you don't see. I see things the defense doesn't see. Let me cook. And I want to know when one is expected to meet the other.
You know, Jaquan Brisker talked to us yesterday, and he was describing a play from early on in camp when he was in coverage. And he saw the throw going up, and he kind of was like, well, that throw is not going to be completed. Like, I'm fine. And then it was completed. Like, as you said, Dan, he's able to make these plays that – you know, other guys shouldn't make, that makes defenses think that they have. And, you know, I remember, like, you go back to the Jay Cutler days, right? There was this idea that Jay believed, and for good reason, that he could make every single throw. And Jay Cutler made some throws that were just amazing, right? There's a difference, I think, with this guy, because I think there is a little bit of a better understanding. We'll see, obviously, of not forcing things, which I think got Jay into trouble at times. And I just realized I found myself comparing Caleb Williams to Jay Cutler.
Yeah, but the big difference is Caleb Williams doesn't want to let his teammates down.
Yeah, and Dan, when you hear the stories about Caleb Williams in the building, like, they are just different than every quarterback I've been around. And I don't mean that as a slight to some of them, I think Caleb is on a different level of the way he communicates with players and the way he kind of galvanizes that place. And I think from a football standpoint, you know, Ryan Pohl says he wants Caleb Williams to lean on his skill players. He says, you have DJ Moore, you have Keenan Allen, you have Roma Dunze, you have Cole Kmet, you have DeAndre Swift, lean on them. You do not have to put this team on the back. Oh, by the way, you also have a defense that could be very good. So he's going to want them to lean on him, but you're right, Dan, because I think Caleb is going to just periodically go off script and he's going to make these plays. They're like, oh my goodness, nobody, you know, there's a handful of guys on earth that can make some of those plays. And I think we've seen that he's got those capabilities. So you're right. I think harnessing it and Shane Waldron allowing Caleb Williams the freedom, that's going to be this interesting, you know, not I want to say battle, but this narrative that we'll watch play out over the first.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think you're also going to see more tendencies of what he's used to doing in the first few weeks of the season, just because of how you saw that play out in the preseason. Like, he didn't always throw to the biggest name on the field. He would find Gerald Everett in the flat, you know, as there were things like that going on. So Roma Dunze fake touchdown that didn't count. Obviously, I think he's trying to establish a pattern with him and a comfortability level there. I don't even think anything needs to be said when it comes to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. I think they're great. So to me, you're going to kind of see him, I think, trust what he knows how to do first, maybe more so than individuals' strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that too, because he's had so much success in his football career that he has all this confidence, that he has this ability to, like, I know I can make this play right now and it's going to be okay. You know, the biggest challenge I think this guy's going to face is the defenses. He's just going to see coverages. He's going to see disguises he's never seen before, and he talked about that. You know, we've heard Matt Eberflus talk about Eberflus is throwing everything at him because he wants Caleb Williams to have seen everything he possibly can before that first game, so that nothing is surprising. Obviously, there's going to be surprises, but one thing too to touch on a Caleb Williams kind of physical trait, which has really been the thing that's probably stood out to me the most since I first saw him in rookie camp, is the accuracy. Right, like, you see him make these throws in the move, and you're like, oh my god, that's great. Look at him throwing off platform, all that stuff. But it's not so much that he's completing the passes. It's where the passes are going. Like, he's still able to hit these guys in stride when he's on the move. And he hits, like, we talked earlier, I'm sure, in camp about the 7-on-7 stuff. Like, it's just like, boom, boom, boom. Like, you're not thinking twice as you're watching it. And we've had other quarterbacks here where 7-on-7 wasn't as smooth as it was with him. And I think that accuracy is going to really help him if the offensive line has struggles, if the defenses are throwing things at him he hasn't seen, that he has that rare accuracy that he can lean on.
What else sticks out to you when it comes to the information you received this week, either about roster or just observations leading into the opener?
Yeah, I was going through the roster this morning and just kind of compare and contrast and thinking about, I mentioned the offensive line depth is one thing that they feel really good about. I think what's fascinating is how few new players are on this team. And the new players are kind of big names. There's Caleb, there's Keenan, there's Gerald Everett, who I think is going to play an interesting role, Kevin Byard. There's so many returning players. They only have 5 rookies on the 53. They had 15 rookies 2 years ago. They had 10 rookies last year. And I think that they feel like they have built this thing to a point where, you don't need so many young players. You don't need all these waiver claims. You don't need to go kind of find guys to plug in. Now, they did make those trades, which are kind of essentially waiver claims. But I think that there's this feeling of, okay, we have our foundation. And I've said it to you guys before, and I'm going to say it a lot to kind of as a way of tempering expectations. This thing is built really well for 2025, right? Like, I just think that, 2024 could be really fun. We'll see how good this team is. But you look at the ages of the players, the experience level of the players, the talent level of the players, and you look at the draft stuff, the draft capital they still have next year and the money they're going to have to spend next year. I know we don't want to talk about next year yet. We haven't even the first game of this year. But when I think about what Ryan Poles has built and kind of the patience he's been allowed to have, you think you can kind of let your mind wander a little bit into what this thing could look like next season, especially if he takes off this year.
This fits perfectly with the phrase that Ryan Poles used, on which I was hoping for a follow-up. When Poles was talking about the draft history and Brisker and Gordon and where the roster was, and he mentioned the term, we're in that second phase. And I thought, okay, if you're in the second phase now, and I think it's reasonable to imagine, there's bottoming out, there's making sure you fix all your cap mishigas, and then you get your buildup. And the second phase would be the buildup. But I would love to know how many phases are there in this plan. How far away could anything happen this year to make you reconsider? Like the 2015 Cubs, could you say, hey, we're a year early and we're better than we thought. We're healthier than we thought. Let's go win it right damn now. I don't know how they have it mapped out, but is that what you, when he said second phase, do you know, has he ever talked about that before and how many there are?
It's a great point, Dan, because one of those things where in the moment, he was answering Herb Howard's question, yes, about wide receivers when he talked about that. And he was going through the way that they've overhauled receivers. And he said second phase. And I was looking at that quote just an hour ago. And I was having the same thought you had, where we haven't heard him talk about that. But you're right, because I do think Ryan Poles has shown a flexibility. You can look at the Chase Claypool, right? You can look at both sides of the Claypool decision. The decision to say, I'm just going to go get this guy because I know we need wide receivers and he's available and he's talented. I'm just going to get him. And then it didn't work. And it's like, I'm just going to move on. And it's going to be fine. And, Keenan Allen's available. I'm going to go get him. So I do think that you can lay out a scenario with late October if this team is 6-2, right? And he feels good about where Caleb Williams is at. And maybe they need a tackle. Maybe they need another edge rusher. And they can go make that move in October, November. They could. I do think that he's very big. One of the things he said early on before, I think this was, I remember sitting down with him at the owners' meetings his first time, so March 2022. He said, this team hasn't had sustained success. You look at, you had 05-06, then nothing. You had 01, then nothing. You had 18, then nothing, right? You had 2010, nothing. Like, you go on and on, and it's just like, where is the 4 playoffs, appearances in a row? Where is the 6 division titles in 8 years? Like, that's what he's wanted to build. So he's had this, and he's gotten the runway to do it, and a lot of things have worked in his favor, and now he has the quarterback. So I think it's going to be this balance, Dan, where it's like, that's his ultimate goal, is building something, like every GM, building something that's going to last. But I think in this city specifically, it means a little more because the Bears have struggled so much to do that since the 80s. So I am curious to see what happens if they have a really good record at the end of this, or around the trade deadline. How aggressive is he to just go for it versus knowing, hey, we could ride this thing out for another 3, 4, 5 years if everything's working out in the right way.
Great stuff, Fish. Have a good long weekend.
Wait a second.
All right, take what? Yes. Uh-oh.
Do you think that Miami of Ohio beats Northwestern at home again this year?
Of course not, Layla. I picked Northwestern to win every game.
I'm sure you picked Northwestern the last time, but that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was. No, you know what? They always say this about Ryan Field, that it was like the weirdest place for road teams to play, specifically Big Ten
teams. Now it is.
Yeah. Now, you want to talk about a weird place to play. Go on Lake Michigan in front of, I don't know how many people are going to be there tomorrow. I will be there tomorrow, obviously. But I'm not sure how many people will be out there. I'm not sure what the wind's going to be like.
Bingo.
But yeah, give me some weird stadium stuff and we'll see. So yeah, should be fun.
It will be fun. Thanks for entertaining me on that one.
Right. Go Cats.
There it is. He's back.
That's Kevin Fishbane.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.